Hi, Ms. McGinnis. This is Gavin Brinkus. And
Hi, this is Alex.
And we're going to be talking about chapters 10 through 14.
Yeah, and so I am assigned chapters 10, 11, and 12.
And I'm doing 12 with her, and we're going all the way to 14, of course.
So in chapter 10, this is the chapter when Brioni, she finds a letter and she reads it, and this is when she gives it to Cecilia, or she already gave it to Cecilia. And so she goes upstairs and tells Lola about it and tells her how Robbie's a bad person and that he needs to go to jail. And then she walks in on her brother, or her sister and Robbie, and she thinks that Robbie is attacking her, and she thinks that she needs to save her sister and wants to protect her. And chapter 11 is when they go to dinner, and this is when Robbie's very nervous, sitting next to Cecilia, and they think that Brioni's going to say something about what happened in the library, but nothing really, she doesn't really say anything. And then this is when he talks about what happened, like what actually happened in the library, and how him and Cecilia made love, and like what Brioni thought, what it was very wrong, and everything was mixed up. And
so chapter 12 now. It was it was just a short chapter about how the search parties went out and they couldn't find them. How they couldn't find the twins that ran away. So yeah, the twins ran away, and there's been search parties that set out, and this leaves Emily alone with her thoughts, and she thinks about calling the police and maybe her husband. It's just a short chapter, and again we see her stressed out, like we did a few chapters ago, and then she starts thinking about Cecilia's love life and possible marriage with Paul. And then in the middle of that, the search parties come back and they're unsuccessful. In chapter 13, we find a flashback of Brioni spending some time by the pool and thinking to herself, this is during the time the twins ran away. She's just sitting by the pool and thinking of her future as a playwright. And she loses focus when she sees a light flickering, which is her mom in her room. And being who she is, she just goes to eavesdrop. But in doing so, she actually withdraws from that and just starts to head for the temple to blow off some steam. On the way there, she sees two strangers, or bushes, that look like figures. She sees one of them move and assume it's Robbie. At that moment, we resume to the present, where we find Brioni professing her conspiracy about Robbie and his plans to attack Cecilia to Lola, and Lola is with her sharing her doubts. And when chapter 14 starts, we see Emily checking on Lola, and Brioni gathers everyone together to tell everyone her theory about Robbie. And Cecilia's attempting to de-stress and smoke by smoking, because she's again outraged that people are reading Robbie's letter to her, and she's just embarrassed. And the police question Brioni to figure out what's going, and of course she continues to feed this lie she manifested. And the next morning, Robbie does come home, and he finds the twins, and rather than getting the praise that he was expecting, he actually gets torn apart and harassed by the house. And he gets taken away shortly after this and is arrested. And that's as far as we go for what happened.
Okay. So in chapter 10, I'm doing chapter 10 and I have two questions. So, because Brioni thinks that the letter will help her in the writing because it's like an adult setting, do you think that this is the reason she's attempting to get Robbie in trouble and trying to, you know, set him up and, you know, ruin his life basically?
Yeah, actually I do, because when she first found the letter, she was thinking of it as being good material for her playwright So what I think she was trying to do is see how it would work with some sort of drama, how it could work with some sort of story, which might be why she creates this lie and tries to find some drama to go along with it. And she'll, of course, knowing her, how she likes to be so controlling, she's going to take this as long as it needs to go to see how the play, how her play that she's creating will develop, or the story, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. This will help her and her. Yeah, okay. And then Brioni sees Robbie's mind as disgusting. So, like, why do you think that his mind is only disgusting in her eyes? Like, why can't it be anything else?
Well, you know, she was younger, and I think when she read the
letter,
there was a lot of graphic words that maybe she didn't understand within context. Mm-hmm. She might have overreacted because she's so young. Yeah. And
her perspective, she doesn't know what actually happened, so.
Right, she doesn't know what was going on, because when she walked in, she thinks that, oh my god, she's trying to take advantage of her and all this, rather than, but we know that he's just madly in love with her.
Yeah.
And as graphic as it might seem, it might make you uncomfortable. That's just, it's not from a place of malice.
She has an immature mind, yeah. So she only thinks that he's disgusting.
Right.
Okay. And then chapter 11, do you think Brioni felt betrayed when, like, at dinner, Cecilia got mad at her because she thought that Brioni was being annoying, like, trying to get at or talk back to Robbie and stuff? Do you think that she feels betrayed because she just saved her in the library? You know, because she thought she just saved her from being attacked by Robbie. Do you think that Brioni's like, what are you doing, Cecilia? Like,
yeah, you know what? That actually clears up a lot, because that could actually dig on why she thinks that his mind is disgusting. Because it's, if you think from her perspective, she's like,
I'm saving you.
I'm trying to save you. And now she's, my sister's picking him over me, even though I'm related to you. So that could be another reason why she wants to hit Robbie so hard.
Like, and she's brainwashing Cecilia or something.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
So that's why she's distraught or whatever. And I guess she could feel betrayed. She could. I think she is betrayed. She definitely feels betrayed.
Okay. And then, do you think Lola is being truthful when she said that her brother gave her the bruises, even though Paul had a bruise on his face? And he was being weird when he was giving her the chocolate bar and he wanted her to watch her. He wanted to watch her eat it. Like, do you think it could have been him, or do you think it was really the brothers?
You know, I don't think there's enough that we see going on.
Yeah.
And it would make sense if it were the twins that caused the bruise, because we saw them fighting over socks earlier.
Yeah.
And we know that they could be violent, they're young. So I think I would blame it on them.
Brothers. Yeah. Okay. And then I also did a question from chapter 12. And I said that Emily Talis, the mother, knows that Robbie and Cecilia could possibly be together because, you know, they're in love. So why does she still, like, dislike him, even though, like, she knows that he doesn't have as much money as them and, like, that he's not, an, like, a higher class?
I think that's exactly why, because especially being this time period.
Yeah.
And being controlling as Emily is, she wants to, she kind of wants to own the relationship and be a reason of it. So she doesn't want, I don't think she wants freedom. Mm-hmm. She may not admit to it, but I don't think she wants freedom within the relationship. She wants to be, I think Emily wants to be able
to control
and benefit from it, even though it's someone else's life.
Yeah.
So I think that's where she loses interest, because she's no longer a part or involved in the relationship, and she's not getting any pure benefit.
Yeah.
You know, like money in her pockets or money to her bloodline. Mm-hmm. It just ends there.
Yeah.
And this is where we combine for chapter 12. And speaking of Emily, whenever we see her alone, she's always seeking control over her children, and especially over Cecilia. And she, in this chapter alone, she's really concerned about her love life and what possible marriage with Paul. And why do you think that she never confronts Cecilia about her love life and just leaves everything as assumptions?
Well, I think that she trusts Cecilia that she's gonna go for Paul because he has more money, you know? Like, because if it was Emily, she would obviously pick Paul because of his higher class. But Cecilia is a person, she just cares about love. That's why she would pick Robbie over Paul. But I see that, like, Emily's worried about that, and that she's worried that Cecilia's gonna make the wrong decision. So that's probably a main reason why she's worried about it, you know? Worried about her daughter's love life.
Do you think if they did talk about it, it could have prevented what happened to Robbie?
Yes, because if Emily, the mother, knows, like, how Robbie is and how he's a good person, how he would never do that, like, she wouldn't believe little girl, Brioni, but, like, when she told her about her conspiracies and stuff.
Right, and so, speaking about that conspiracy, Brioni, this is for chapter 13, mm-hmm. Brioni knows that her theory is a lie,
mm-hmm.
And there's a little bit of symbolism that I'm going to talk about. At least with me, I always symbolize whenever she's going to the temple that she's living a lie. Like, we saw her thinking that she was living as an Olympian,
mm-hmm.
just to give some feedback, like, some backbone to this question. So, who do you think... Oh, sorry, hold on. I just lost my train of thought. Do you think that is a parallel symbolism? Do you think that's why do you think that's why she's heading back to the temple? Remember when she has this flashback when she's making this theory of how she's going to get Robbie in trouble? She has a flashback of when she's going to the temple and she sees the two bushes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's why? Like, do you think that's a valid symbolism, or is there too much missing from there? Yeah, I think that there's too much missing from there. That was, yeah, so. But talking about that same scene, who do you think those, that figure or figures were in the bushes? Do you think they were the twins, Robbie?
I'm not gonna, like, spoil it, but if I didn't know, I would think that it's the twins, because that's who they're looking for, you know, the whole time.
Right.
But, you know.
Even though only one of them moves?
Oh. I don't know, that's a great question. I genuinely, like, wouldn't know, like, wouldn't. I don't know.
Well, could it have been Robbie?
If it was, like, Brioni could obviously think it was Robbie, you know, because she thinks he's weird, obviously, so. But I don't think it could have been Robbie. Because I don't.
Let's think about it then. This is around the time that the twins ran away, because Brioni wasn't there when the twins ran away, right? Everyone else is still at dinner.
Uh-huh.
So who wasn't at dinner when this was going on? Who wasn't at dinner at the time?
Yeah, Paul. He wasn't at the dinner.
So do you think maybe it was Paul?
Yes, it could have been Paul.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's a little little theory that we have.
Okay.
Okay, and why does no one stop and second guess Brioni's theory about Robbie? Like, why does everyone trust this 9-year-old girl?
Maybe because they believe her, one, because Robbie is of a lower class, so they just automatically think that he's a bad person and that he can't be trusting, and, like, he works for the family, so, you know, just the way that they see him. They're obviously gonna think that he's bad. And then she is a little girl, so they believe everything that she sees is, like, oh my god, like, she's telling the truth, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They wouldn't think that she's, like, very intellectual and knows what she's talking about, you know? So that's what I think.
What should have Cecilia done?
I think Cecilia should have, like, trusted Robbie and, like, known that he wouldn't have done that. Like, he's not that bad of a person. I think that she should have, like, said that her little sister was lying and, you know, not believe all, like, she should have stopped all of it, put all of it to a stop. That's what I think.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Thanks for listening. Thank you.